This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is now 6:36 on a Friday, Black Friday, in fact. Don't worry, we'll get into all that story later on, but isn't this fun? Oh, we're having a blast here the day after Thanksgiving. I got going. I'm sorry. I got going. Hey, you got the floor. You got the floor. Go ahead. 866-391-1020. A lot of people have guests for the weekend and people that have never been to Pittsburgh before. How proud of you are your neighborhood, your Pittsburgh area neighborhood? Where do you live? What do you love about it? When someone comes for Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever, what do you show them? What do you tell them about it? What do you say about Pittsburgh? Oh, that was so fun talking to Dave and Rankin because he's so proud of Rankin. And every neighborhood has issues, but guess what? So what? So what? So what? We're proud. Yes, we are. And I was saying that, you know, I've never met anyone who was born and raised in Oakland who didn't brag about Oakland. You know what other neighborhood? I've never met anyone from Denora who didn't love talking to you about the rich history, the camaraderie, the ethnicity of Denora. One of my favorite people in the whole world, a Benedictine nun, a sister, yes, indeed, well-known, iconic status in this region, Sister Sue Fazzini. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Michael. I hope you had a wonderful day yesterday.
It was wonderful, and we're doing another one tomorrow. It's going to be fun. Yeah, how was your day?
Oh, good. Good. Oh, it was fantastic. I spent it with the sisters, and we had lots of company, and it was wonderful.
You know, so a lot of the families come to visit the sisters and everything on Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes, yes. We have a lot of company on Thanksgiving, and it's just wonderful. It's very enriching.
That's wonderful. And they probably have mass in the morning or whatever?
Yes. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right. Sue Fazzini, guess what?
Meal.
All right. You ready? You ready? Denora. Denora.
Oh, my. You know, that's where my heart is. And tonight is light up night in Denora, PA.
Are you going?
I don't think I'm going to make it up there, but if I can, I will. And I will pray that there's a wonderful time and a nice crowd tonight.
Yeah. Next Friday is, guess what? The Greenfield Christmas Parade. And I'm I was man of the year this year. I'm the Grand Marshal of the parade.
Oh, how exciting.
That got me going too. You know, a lot of the people that came to the dinner had never been to Greenfield before, and they were like, "Now I understand why you call this Mayberry." And you know that it's so authentic. And I'm going to tell you something, sister.
Yeah.
Everyone I met from Denora in my lifetime, and that they're so proud talking of Denora. They're so authentic. And Denora is quite ethnic, right?
Oh, yes, very much so. That's my memories of the neighborhoods. You know, we would go around and see people's trees and talk about their Christmas traditions. And it was all brought here because the immigrants came. You know, the immigrants made the town because they came to work in the steel mills. And so all of those wonderfully rich ethnic traditions came with them. And it just really enriched the town in my estimation. You know, it was a wonderful place to grow up. You know, certainly things have changed now, but there's a core group of people that work so hard to, you know, bring us things like the light up night tonight. The little second grade class from Ringgold Elementary South came and decorated the Christmas tree. So there's still this wonderful community aura about the town, in spite of the difficulties that we have, because there are still good people in Denora. You know, and let me tell you, Sister Audrey always gets on me because anytime we go somewhere, I always end up meeting someone from Denora.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It all comes back, you know, to your neighborhood. Yeah.
That's right. All roads lead through Denora.
There's no question. Okay. So, you know, Fazzini, of course, is Italian. And I know there were, mm-hmm. you come from a big family. Was your mother Italian too?
No, my mother wasn't.
What was her maiden name?
Bowen.
Bowen. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so she was Irish and German, and
Were there a lot of Italians in Denora?
Oh, of course. Well, you know, the whole neighborhood, everybody from the small villages would come and settle in the same neighborhood.
Right.
So my grandparents were a place called Sant'Egidio in Abruzzo region. And they knew everybody in the neighborhood because they all came from the same neighborhood.
See, that's
in
amazing.
Italy, and transferred here. It is. And then brought all the, you know, the food. Come on.
Uh-huh.
That's the reality here.
All right. I'm not even going to talk about the meatballs that you make for me. I'm not even going to go into that. And I better get some for Christmas. But wait, sister, you know, I don't know if you heard Dave from Rankin, who was the caller before mm-hmm. you, but yes. he was talking about, you know, and he loves living in Rankin. And he's from Rankin, and how wonderful people are there. And he said, you know, because of crime or whatever, and being on the news and this and that, it gets stigmatized. And I said, let me explain this to you. And I think you alluded to that about Denora. And I don't care about that. I care that I want people to be safe. But let me explain this to you and see if you agree. I said to him, for every jerk criminal who puts mm-hmm. a place on the map for something detrimental, there are 100 to 500 people trying to make that neighborhood good and preserving mm-hmm. what we had, Sister Sue.
That's right.
Don't you agree?
Right. Oh, absolutely. You know it. You know I agree with that. And I have always said there are more good than bad. It's the bad that gets the PR, unfortunately. But there are way more good. I went to the Carnegie Museum, and there's a painting there by a young man from Denora hanging in the Carnegie Museum.
Wow.
Guy Gavin is his name. And he's a young man in his 40s. You know, we have all the sports figures from Denora. We just have ordinary, good people from Denora. I know a lot of them call into your talk show. You know many people from the town.
Sure.
And I think everybody has the goodness at heart. You know, I think the way I grew up in Denora is very different from the way someone is growing up in Denora today.
Yeah.
And one thing that's really interesting is with the technology, what I've noticed, there's a couple of Denora Facebook pages, and people would say, I will post, you know, I am in need of, and other people will say, okay, I mm-hmm. can get that for you. I can help you. I think that is incredible.
Yeah. Can I tell you this right now that I mentioned Oakland, and my mother grew up in Oakland. Her parents were from Ireland, and it was Irish, the Oakland Irish, and their neighbors next door were the Pasquarellis, and I knew them.
Oh.
It was Irish and Italian in Oakland. My father grew up in Homewood, and that was the Homewood Irish.
Oh, okay.
Now listen.
Yeah.
And there were many Irish immigrants there too, but you know, both of them, they never shut up. Never stop talking about their neighborhoods. That's a major Pittsburgh thing. And I'm telling you this, sister, because guess what? I've lived in other cities. Do you understand?
Yes.
People don't talk about their neighborhoods like we do in Pittsburgh.
That's okay. That's great to know. That's great to know.
They just don't.
We have Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
He made us all a neighborhood.
He did.
How could we not be?
That's
how
right.
How could we not be?
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Yeah. And you know, where the people are is where the neighborhood is. It's not just where the houses are. Like I go walking up at the reservoir in Highland Park, and we formed like a little neighborhood. Shout out to Dominic, whose 80th birthday was yesterday.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know,
wonderful.
We have our own little neighborhood of people who walk every day and mm-hmm. see each other. And, hey, how you doing? How are things? You know, so a neighborhood is where your people are.
Oh, man. You see why I love Pittsburgh? I can't help myself.
Yes.
Sister, have a great weekend. Have a great Christmas. I hope to see you at Christmas. And I'll remind you to call in again.
Figured.
Don't worry. We're going to walk down memory lane over the holidays.
You know I will.
You bet. Thank
love you,
sister.
Michael.
Love you, too. Sister Sue Fazzini, legendary Benedictine nun here in Western Pennsylvania. Wow. You know what? After the news on 7 o'clock, I'm going to talk to Ed Bonner. And he's from Hazelwood. He loves, I'm not going to give it away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.